Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, we now have trained AI sales and support agents ready to help you close more deals, reduce expenses, and free up your time for higher value tasks. To learn more, go to anabots.ai. That's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Dayan Ninov. Dayan's passion is the evolution of ideas and technology into usable, adoptable, and commercially successful products. He loves challenging, high energy, and high opportunity environments and strives to work with people who share his personal and business ethics and passion for invention. Spent a lot of time in the healthcare field and is the co-founder of Luventix Incorporated. Dayan, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
I guess there are two things that I would say. Know exactly what the outcome is that you're after and ask yourself, is this the most important thing I could be doing right now? If you can answer those two questions honestly, I think you're on a good path to getting things done.
You know, I was just having a conversation with somebody about that. The destination is so important to being productive and effective. If you don't have an actual goal or destination in mind, what are you expending energy on?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a software guy mostly professionally. And, you know, we always say if we don't know what we want to build, we cannot build it. So if you cannot verbalize your goal, your outcome, you probably shouldn't be spending any time on it.
And the other point that you made about, okay, well, I know where I want to go, but is that where I need to be right now?
Yeah, because, you know, the struggle is always that the most interesting things that you could be doing right now are not necessarily the ones that really move the needle. And so that is always a challenge.
Yeah, indeed. And that kind of gets us as entrepreneurs, because there's a lot of really interesting things that we can be doing that are not helping actually make a positive impact in our lives or the lives of others. But they're really interesting.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the temptation to rat hole into something that really interests you and challenges you, but is not the most important thing of the day, is definitely a danger.
So you're a startup guy, and you love being in that kind of entrepreneurial, everything's moving really fast and getting broken and getting fixed and duct tape environment. What are some of the things that you've noticed? You've been in several different industries, it seems. What are some of the things that you've noticed that, let's start with, what are the keys to success in a startup environment from your perspective?
You know, when I was somewhat younger, I would always say, you know, find a good idea. I think later I started to say, find a good idea that, you know, there's a demand for, that actually people want and need, not just because it's a good idea. Today, I would say you have a good team. And on top of your good idea and your go-to-market. If you can put all these three things together, then, you know, you have a reasonable, you know, 1 in 10 chance of success with a startup.
I like how that's progressive. And so a lot of us get stuck on step one here, which is have a good idea. There's lots of good ideas. Just like there's lots of things we can be doing with our time, but are they the best things? So having a good idea is great, but it's not enough. And so a next evolution of that would be have a good idea that people actually want. And then once you have an idea that people actually want, you need to surround yourself with the people who can execute on that.
Yeah, because, you know, we all have great ideas. The ability to actually execute is where sort of the rubber meets the road.
And so what are some of the things, so those are some of the keys to success. What are some of the keys to failure that you've seen? Because you said, hey, even with all of those things, you've got a 1 in 10 chance of being successful. So what happens the other 90% of the time that, you know, kills an opportunity?
I mean, there's probably a long list of things, but be careful of drinking your own Kool-Aid and know when to pull the plug and be honest about the fact that you may have had a great idea that's not really so great. Runway and financing. I see, I think half of the startups that do fail fail because they don't have enough runway to become successful, which ties to timing. If you're too early or too late, you will not succeed. And I've been on both sides of the fence, if you would, on several occasions. But essentially, persevere, and if the stars align and your timing is good and you have the capital to provide a runway for the company, then you have a pretty good chance.
Yeah, this reminds me of about 15 years ago. There was a craze. Maybe it was even longer than that. There was a craze about Groupon. Groupon was brand new,
Sure.
and they had just done this co-sponsored deal with, I think it was Gap. It was either the Gap or Guess, something started with a G. And they had done this sponsored deal with Gap or Guess. This was like 2010-ish. And they made like $600 million in a day or something. They were raking in like $6 million an hour on this promotion. And it got everybody's attention, and it was like, holy crap, this deal economy, that's where it's at. The BOGO deal. And I ended up being involved in a startup called Freebie Deals, that was trying to capitalize on that movement. But it was like a year after that had happened. And so these guys got together and they're like, hey, we want to ride the coattails of this trend. But there was nothing unique about us. There was nothing separating us. We didn't have a good, strong, solid marketing strategy. I was basically the marketing brains behind this thing, and I didn't know jack about anything. And it never got off the ground. I mean, it just failed. And most of it was because we're just like Groupon. There's nothing different, and we're way behind the curve. We were way too late to come to the game with that idea. Plus, we were just stealing it anyway.
Yeah, early in my professional life, I was fortunate enough to run into some interesting people and great mentors. But one thing I kind of stuck in my mind early on, there's a gentleman by the name of Philip Kahn who founded a little company called Borland back in the day. And I met him at his later enterprise, something called Starfish. But Philip Kahn said, "Don't ever build it before you've sold it." And I've taken that to heart. Make sure there's a market for your idea before you go and spend a couple of years and a lot of money diving in and building great technology that has no chance to get adopted for whatever reason. That's been kind of a useful rule to live by.
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense. And I've been the guy, bringing the dead animal across the finish line many times. So I really resonate with that. And it wasn't until recently that I started paying attention to the things that people actually did want, and realizing, oh, well, why don't I just turn that into a business? People are already asking me for
Of
it.
course.
That sounds a lot easier.
Yes, they're trying to convince people that they want what you thought of, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So, Dayan, tell us, what is it that you're working on now, and what's getting you excited?
Well, we're riding a little bit the hype cycle, the current hype cycle, which is all AI, with this medical diagnostic startup. Fortunately, my co-founder and good personal friend and chief scientist started doing using AI and machine learning techniques for drug discovery 20 years ago. And it's nice now that, you know, we don't get laughed out of the room when we're meeting with chief scientists of large pharma and healthcare companies anymore. And we're repurposing work that's been sort of brewing for many, many years into a new application, which is again this medical diagnostics. And I'm very excited about it because we're taking again kind of a contrarian path away from genetics and sequencing, and going into a slightly different field of metabolomics with hopefully similar and better results at a much lower cost, and hopefully with broad implications to population health. So maybe someday your go-to medical test when you go to a doctor is not going to be your current standard blood panel, metabolic panel, but maybe a Luventix test that you may do at home before you actually go to the doctor. And again, our test is urine-based, so it's a lot easier to collect a sample than having to go get your blood drawn with the big needle. So interesting stuff, very exciting. Been very fortunate to, again, kind of ride a little bit of the hype cycle, but also been very fortunate to have fantastic advisors. Yeah, that's the thing right now. And of course, overall, healthcare is an enormous field. There's just staggering amount of money being spent in that area, and the inefficiencies and the opportunities for innovation and technology improvement and process improvement are thousands. There's a lot of work to be done.
Awesome. That's great. And so where can we go to learn more about what you're doing and engage with you directly?
Luventix.com. There's a very nice 4-minute video. Even our avatars are AI generated, so it's kind of cute. General software development in healthcare is Panaton.com, which is our software firm. And if you want the best healthcare enabling workflow platform, onehealth.io is where I would send you.
Okay, excellent. Well, I appreciate that. Many thanks to our guest, Dayan Ninoff, for coming on and sharing a little bit about how he gets stuff done. For those of you who want to engage directly, you can go to leventix.com and also say the other two, please.
It's Panaton, PANATON.com. And the last one is the digit one in the word health, onehealth.io.
Excellent. So we're going to wrap up from here. Whether you're on your commute, in the gym, somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you're doing while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you're looking to boost your sales, cut your costs, and free up your time for higher value tasks, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. Hey, that's it. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.